And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Our Mercer County High School Sports Spotlight this week has us talking Golden Eagle softball, off to an 11-0 start now on the season, 2-0 in the Track West. We're talking with junior Olivia Gillespie. So obviously the big story with Mercer County softball, a win over Rock Ridge for the first time in school history in softball on Monday, 10-8. Kind of a wild, high-scoring slugfest. You pull it out. What did you feel like it meant for, you know, you and the program, too, to be able to pick up a win over Rock Ridge in a game like that on the road?
It meant so much to us, and we had, like, nothing to lose and everything to gain with that win. And, like, it just felt good. It was a confidence boost, and, like, we believed in ourselves, and that's all that mattered.
So that game, too, was kind of up and down. You got off to such a great start. I think 6-1 was the lead you had at one point, and things were going really well early. And then I think it was the bottom of the fourth inning for Rock Ridge. They kind of had this offensive explosion where they score 5 runs in what felt like the blink of an eye, and now all of a sudden you're trailing 7-6. But you know, Mercer County able to, you know, kind of respond right back. I think 4 runs all with 2 outs in the top of the fifth to get the lead back. I think 10-7, go on to win 10-8. So just the emotion of that game, trying to keep a level head, I guess, when you see, you know, the 5-run lead evaporate, now you're trailing, able to come back and still pull it out. So just kind of the emotion, I guess, of playing in a game like that where it was kind of up and down and then back up at the end.
It's hard to stay consistent with our emotions, but I think it's very important just like remember that it's just a game and that you have to stay positive through all of it.
Well, speaking about that bottom of the fourth inning, that's when you came in relief in the pitcher circle, and you came in kind of with, like, you know, everything on fire, right? They had taken the lead. There was nobody out. I think there were, you know, 2 runners on, and the bases were loaded with nobody out. You were able to get out of that inning without allowing anybody else to score. I think you gave up basically 1 unearned run in 4 innings. So just speaking about, you know, your performance coming in basically cold straight out of center field to pitch in a high pressure situation like that and coming through. I mean, how were you able to do it? What were some keys for you think pitching to be able to kind of navigate that and get Mercer County to the finish line on Monday?
Well, Rock Ridge has a lot of good bats, and I know a couple of them personally, and it was just doing a job for me. Like, I don't want to put so much pressure on myself, and I've pitched a lot of innings, so I know like what to do, and it's just another game. Like, being in those high pressure situations is stressful, but you have to stay calm.
So overall in the season, we mentioned it off the top, I mean, 11-0, 2-0 in the conference so far. I know a pretty challenging stretch of, you know, opponents you have coming up with, I think, Rock Ridge again Thursday. I think you play Fulton, who's off to a nice start tonight. West Central Friday, then Sherrard twice next week. But just, I mean, to this point in the season, 11-0, I know there's probably not a whole lot you can complain about having won the first 11 games of the season. So just for you, you know, looking team-wide, I mean, what have been some keys to the start, you think, to get off to such a nice, you know, first half or so of the season at 11-0?
I think our bats are pretty consistent throughout the lineup, and a lot of people have some key hits in, like, perfectly timed moments. And it's just, like, staying up and knowing that you can continue even if you're still down.
We had Natalie Thompson on a few weeks ago, and I asked her about this too, and it feels like, you know, this group you're playing with, a lot of these kids are like what I would describe as softball kids, right? Where they're multi-sport athletes, but a lot of it feels like their number one sport is softball, right? And I feel like that's kind of what it looks like with your junior class, which is, it's a really junior-laden team, I feel like, where there's a lot of youth pieces still around. So speaking about that, I mean, just the softball, I guess, kind of aspect of it, where I think, you know, you and a lot of your junior teammates have played so much together, where I'm sure it feels like there's a lot of built-in kind of connection there, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have all played together at least 1 year in our career. We all started on Blue Crew, and I think that was an integral part of, like, introducing us to the, like, travel softball world. And travel softball does so much for programs around, like, high school areas.
And two, when you talk about, you know, the schedule coming up for you, I think it's fun too when you talk about the start you're off to, like we said, 11-0. And, you know, we've talked about this a lot this year with kind of the strength of the conference in softball, especially with the top four teams, when you're talking about Mercer County, Rock Ridge, Sherrard, and then Riverdale. So just the next couple of weeks, I mean, I'm sure challenging, but also kind of exciting when you want to compete with high-level teams like we talked about, you know, Fulton, Rock Ridge, West Central, and then a pair of games with Sherrard next week. Is that something you're looking forward to?
Yeah, because if you don't play good teams, you're never going to get better. If you play the, like, easier games, you're just going to play to that level, and you're never going to, like, be challenged and learn the lessons of having a hard game.
And just speaking, I guess, as we wrap up with you about, you know, what you're looking ahead to, we talked about it right there that the Three Rivers Athletic Conference, very challenging. Probably the conference's toughest sport from top to bottom is probably softball in terms of just the high quality teams there are. So first year competing in the new league, and then also when you look ahead down the line, I mean, those are the same teams you'll probably run into in the postseason too that you're going to have to get past. So just speaking about maybe the goals you have individually and then team-wide for Mercer County this year in softball, I mean, what do you hope you're able to accomplish if you can kind of keep everything rolling in the right direction this year?
The hope is to win conference, but just staying positive and, like, for me personally, to remember that I'm, like, more than just a softball player and to not put my whole worth in what I'm doing on the field.
All right, Mercer County off to an 11-0 start on the softball diamond this season. A big win for the Golden Eagles Monday over Rock Ridge, 10-8. Talking with junior Olivia Gillespie, who joined us this morning. Appreciate the time, Olivia. Great start to the season, and good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.
All right, I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.